WJQM, DeForest, Madison. Waking up.
Good morning,
Krista and the Morning Rush.
Got a six pack of Miller Lite, please.
Krista, do you know how drunk you would get off of even one of those Miller Lites?
True!
Hey, it's Krista! Morning Rush, what's up?
Hilarious.
This is 93.1 Jams.
Good morning, and yes, welcome to your Friday. Hallelujah, we made it on 93.1 Jams.
We still don't have a hallelujah on the button bar.
Oh, yeah, can you get me that hallelujah?
Yeah, we should get you that.
Very good. That was very fun. By the way, you know what's very fun? Tonight's Mega Million Lottery jackpot drawing has jumped to $970 million. It's the first time now they're even moving it to billion dollars.
Okay. Do we try it now? Do I go actually buy my first lottery ticket?
Yes.
I like playing scratch-offs, though. They're more fun.
No. Well, you could do that, too.
I always win $2 on $1 scratch-offs. It's great.
I went to Vegas once, my only time, and I played a dollar in the slot machine. That was it.
Did you lose it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the last time you gambled with me, how much money you win?
$24.
A good old whole chunk.
Yeah, how much money did you win the last time you gambled, Shady?
Good old whole chunk, 300.
Yeah, 300 bucks. Yeah, Shady has very good luck.
He does have.
If anybody
want to
rub my feet, I heard that's where the good luck comes from, is the bottom of people's feet.
I'm comfortable.
You sure I could take off my boots and my socks where I've been sweating all morning?
I'm comfortable with all my bad luck. Thank you.
A lot of bad luck. This is really nasty. Halloween mask nasty. Thanks to the health officials, they have swabbed a lot of the Halloween mask, and they tested 16 different disgusting things that are happening when you try those masks on. Majority of them have bacteria, feces, and mold. So when you go out to Halloween stores, please don't go and try those masks on.
What were the three things?
Bacteria, feces, and mold.
Basically, three things you don't want on your face.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And as a mother who has experienced the lice epidemic, you do not want to ever put anything on a child's head.
No.
Don't ever put anything on a child's head, because that can happen.
It also sounds like a good way to get pink eye.
Why don't they do like they do with the grocery carts or the grocery store? Keep like those sani wipes next to the Halloween masks.
You could do that too.
Or also, I remember the last time I've ever actually worn a mask for Halloween.
Or like buy it before you put it on, because they're only like $10 anyway.
Yeah, and wash it.
And wash it.
Yeah.
Wash it real good. Something that's real good is at 7:40, Fit and Fabulous. Get ready, ladies. Get ready, guys, too. I mean, this is for guys, too. If you ever wanted to get yourself a breast augmentation, get it from the very best here from Dr. Thomas Bartel. I know this because I underwent a fabulous job from him.
Take it from me. Very good. Proud. Mucho bueno.
Hilarious.
Mucho bueno.
Yes. Thank you.
Went through a fabulous augmentation, and now you're nice and fit.
Nice and fit. Again, for moms out there that you're just like, my boobs, Chris, are just sad looking after breastfeeding. Yeah, well, you can get them happy again. So get a load of that. Also, what else do we got going on? Sit and Spin, 9 o'clock hour.
Absolutely. DJ Fusion takes you in the mix every Friday at 9. Lover boy DJ Fusion. You can catch him on the weekends and Club 93.1 as well.
Very delightful. And of course, we're going to be doing a pumpkin spice today. It's a big couples pumpkin carving contest we're going to be doing on Halloween. We want to get you in for that. We'll be doing that around 8:40.
Also, Freak Fest. Still haven't gotten a costume yet. I still need some ideas. I don't have a costume. 3210931. I have no idea what to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll hook you up with some Freak Fest tickets if you give us a really good idea for a costume.
Oh, by the way, I have to show some major love to my home slice, Aaron, because this is what I try to do. I try to hook up my radio husband and my mistress with women.
Right.
Because, I don't know, why not?
Yeah.
I received a unicorn this morning because Aaron has a hot date with someone that I hung out with
the
other day.
Look at the way you pet that unicorn.
So my unicorn now is called Laidla.
Laidla.
Not Layla, but Laidla.
She calls it that because she thinks it's the unicorn that's going to help me get laid.
I like the way that she pets the unicorn, and I've also seen that same unicorn's head at Walmart that I was going to buy as a Halloween
costume. I got the full monty. I didn't feel like getting Krista a decapitated unicorn.
Yeah, that would be... No.
I thought about it.
That would have been messed up.
Is it messed up,
man,
that I thought about getting Krista a decapitated unicorn yesterday?
Well, at least you're getting the head. If you just get the body, it could really be any animal.
The saddest movie that I ever saw was with Tom Cruise, and it was a unicorn movie. It was called Legend, and there's two beautiful unicorns that were lovers, and this creepy little animal monster guy chopped off the unicorn's horn, and the unicorns died.
Oh, man, that's crazy. I don't think I've ever seen
it. Yeah, look it up. It's called Legend.
I don't think I've ever seen Legends of the Fall.
That's Brad Pitt. Yeah, it's one of his first movies. It's phenomenal.
Okay.
So The Last Unicorn and Legend are the greatest unicorn movies of all. I will spoil the end of the movie that the two unicorns do come back alive.
Of course they do.
Boy, of course.
How could they not? It's a unicorn movie.
I'm glad I could share this with you. By the way, Gia was talking to me about unicorns yesterday.
Well, that's good.
1985, by the way, Legend came out.
Okay.
Other actors or actresses that starred in said film are Mia Sara.
She's beautiful. Mia Sara is. Oh, check her out. You'd like her. Aaron, I know you would like her.
There you go.
Rachel kind of looks like her.
Good to know.
Hence the hot date you have tonight.
Good to know.
Thanks, Laidlaw. We'll take a picture of Laidlaw.
Mm-hmm.
Get her hooked up so everyone can see. All right, get ready because Tough Love with Siri, she is coming up. Always a pleasure with her hateful words. With Krista in the Morning Rush. Gosh, let's just raise our coffee cups. I don't know, and your beer. It's Friday.
Don't break bad news by yourself, because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Shady, I know you somewhat take joy in this department. I, on the other hand, will cry always.
You know, sometimes it's really fun to break bad news. And the reason is because I'm just a nice guy, like, all the time. And you know what? Sometimes it's nice to be mean, especially when I, you know, don't know the people personally.
So true.
That's why we're here to break some bad news.
Yes, and we have Samantha on the phone this morning. Good morning, Samantha. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good, honey. So what's going on? You have some bad news to break to someone.
I'm hoping we can talk with my brother today regarding, like, the upcoming holidays and kind of his behavior around the family.
Oh, okay. What's your brother's name?
His name's Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So what's his behavior like? What's wrong?
Well, do you guys know what, like, flat earthers are? It's like
yes.
a conspiracy.
Yes.
People
that think the earth
my brother
is flat.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's recently taken to a group of friends and adapted a lot of their beliefs. And he believes in that the earth is flat, as well as some other conspiracy theorists. And it's just weird because, like, last year at Christmas, he's trying to, like, preach and change everyone's mind about how the world is flat. And it just got very uncomfortable and it got out of control. So I just need to tell him, like, if he can't keep it under wraps, if he can't just keep it to himself, like, he can't come to Thanksgiving this year.
Really?
Yeah, that's it's how do you
wow.
put it? There's not it's really hard because I get it. It's just like
so he kind of just went all crazy when you guys are like, listen, the earth is not flat, it is round, and then he just couldn't handle it, so he just caused a whole ruckus.
Yeah, he just got very defensive and was saying, you know, like off the wall things of, you know, prove it and like
prove
going
it.
Off on, I don't even know because it didn't make sense to me. Like the whole theory doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Okay.
So yeah, he was just like, he got really defensive and he was like trying to start fights with everybody. Not like fist fights, but like verbal fights.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, well, this is why the earth is flat and you've been lied to your whole life and how stupid are you? And
like,
okay.
How stupid
I was so uncomfortable.
I bet.
All right. Well, all right.
Have fun talking to Johnny.
This will be good. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We are going to mute our lines. Samantha, you'll be able to hear us, but your brother will not. And then we'll eventually chime in to help you once it gets a kind of out of control, which I'm sure it sounds like it will happen. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, Johnny, it's me, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
How's it going?
I'm good.
I just need to talk to you about something real fast. Do you have time?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You remember, like, last family gathering we had, how it got, like, really kind of ugly because you were talking to people about your beliefs on the earth being flat?
My belief is not really my belief. It's the truth. I won't say it got ugly. I mean, you know, you try to enlighten people about certain things. It takes a while for them to catch on, but it didn't get ugly. But what about...
Right, and I know,
oh, geez.
Yeah, I know that's what you believe, but I just...
It's not what I believe. It's the truth.
Boy.
So the family is just getting really uncomfortable with your behavior towards this.
Oh, God.
With my behavior, they're getting uncomfortable with the truth. Mm. Here it is. Their government has been lying to them for millennia, telling them that the world is round.
Oh, you want to break in, Krista?
And they get uncomfortable with me.
Go ahead. Go. Break
Are
in.
Are you serious?
Oh, my goodness. Johnny. 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 Johnny, this
Uncle
is shady.
Melvin. Is this
Johnny.
Uncle Melvin?
No,
Uncle
no, no, Johnny. This is not Melvin. Uncle Melvin. Johnny, Johnny, Melvin. This is Shady and Krista from Krista in the Morning Rush. And I just want to throw this out there right now. Johnny, the earth is not flat, bro.
What are you guys on the line? Is this a bad connection?
Oh, well.
Sam, are you still there, Sam?
Yeah, no, yeah, she's
I'm
still
here.
There. She called us. Yeah. She wants some help to break the bad news to you that you are not going to be invited to holiday because you cannot get over your temper and the fact that the earth is indeed round. There it is.
What do you mean, my temper?
Right there. See that attitude? Look at that.
Wait, bigger than my temper. What do you mean the earth is round?
Oh, see, don't even get me started on that. We don't even need to go there.
No. You always hear people when they make announcement at sporting events. They say this person needs no introduction on the four corners of the earth.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well,
they don't say on the radius of the earth or the circumference of the earth. They say the four corners of the earth, which would indicate that the world is flat.
Oh, my God, Becky.
Okay, Johnny, you just have to realize for a second that, you know, you seem to be very adamant about
radio.
This cost.
I want to spread the message.
Oh,
the
Jesus.
World is flat, people. Go to the top of any high rise and look
at
it.
Gosh.
You don't see any curvature in the
girl,
earth.
Girl.
Hello.
Girl.
Johnny. Hi, Johnny. Listen, this is Krista, and I want to let you know I absolutely adore your leaves.
They call it Mother Earth. Mother Earth because it's shaped. It's not. Oh gosh, you guys are
Johnny.
Learn.
This is all I hear from Johnny. Now, what we need to know, Johnny, is there any way that you can keep your temper in check for the holidays?
Yeah, because
I mean, we understand your beliefs.
I don't have a temper. I'm passionate about the truth.
Girl, does your brother have a temper? It sounds like he has a temper to me. Is this a common thing that?
Is Samantha even on
Samantha,
the phone
are you even
anymore?
There still? Samantha.
I'm here. I'm so uncomfortable.
Samantha, can you just does your brother have a temper? Right.
I mean, like, you're just not listening to other people or noticing that they're uncomfortable with what you're saying.
I am listening to other people. You guys live in this ultra PC world where you can't tell any truth or people feel very uncomfortable. The earth is flat. Okay.
Listen, Johnny, I got your back. I got your back, boo. I will go on a journey with Johnny if he...
Do you know why you have my back? Because
my goodness.
If it was circular, you could only have the top of my head and my feet because
Johnny,
of the shape.
Johnny,
but
the
you
earth,
could have my back
Johnny.
Because it's flat.
The earth's about as flat as Krista's Dr. Bartels. Come on, I'll be real with me.
It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista in the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey, it is that time to feel fit and fabulous for all you beautiful ladies out in Madtown and surrounding areas. I'm so excited about today's segment. Yes, honey. But first, let me say hello to one of my dearest friends. She's absolutely gorgeous. She is a goddess, I would say, because she's a mom and she does so much. Say hello to General Manager of Wisconsin's 57 Network, Jessa Jeremiah. What's going on, girl?
Good morning, Krista. What a great introduction. Can I keep the title goddess?
Love you.
Amazing.
I mean, I always love when I see women that are in powerful positions that are just fabulous and they're mothers and they do everything. So, yes. So yesterday we were out and about filming Girl Talk.
We had so much fun. We took a road trip.
Woo-hoo!
We went to Monroe. So what a beautiful drive, by the way.
It is.
Don't you love it? So I don't know about the winter time with all the windy roads, but right now it is amazing.
It
and
is beautiful.
Fall and gorgeous. We went to Monroe Furniture Center and filmed our show, Girl Talk.
Yes.
We
love
talked
it.
Dresses. Mm. We talked drinking.
That's right.
We talked about hair. And of course, we talked about relaxation, which was awesome because Monroe Furniture Center has lots of great ways to get you to relax. You're a mom too, so yeah. I love to sit down and relax at the end of the day if we can get a minute.
Oh my gosh, I absolutely loved it. I was relaxing on that couch that he had there too. I was like ready to go to sleep.
Yeah.
But we're like, we're on TV.
It's one of our comfiest places to film.
Yes, it is.
We had fun.
We are on Facebook Live. I am super stoked. Say hello to someone that has walked into my life, has made my life better, especially being a mother that I am. Listen, girls, I have talked about my girls for quite some time on this air, and I express it to you that over 20 years, I have been boob envious. I grew up in a family of women who are our larger chest, and I was the little one. I'm like, what happened to me? My sister was very greedy taking them all. And then, of course, then I have a child, and you know how breastfeeding can actually make those girls go kind of sad looking. So that is why I am so happy to introduce to you one of my best friends here in Madtown, Dr. Thomas Bartel, board certified surgical body recontouring specialist. So happy you are here, my man. Also, Jessica Weipert, plastic surgery representative, because today, ladies, we are talking about something that Mr. Thomas Bartel has given me, and that is the ideal implant. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. How are you, Kristen?
Woo! Hi, Jessica. How are you, honey?
Good morning. Great. How are you doing?
We are super excited. Well, I'm so happy that you are here today. Again, This is a subject that a lot of women, of course, think about. And it's not one that a lot of women will maybe put out there for all women to know, hey, I got my girls done. And that's why I was here to like say, hey, I want to share this with everybody, because there are many women out there that would love to go and get themselves a breast augmentation for many different reasons. And that's why we're here talking about the ideal implant. So, Tom, what is the ideal implant?
Well, I'm glad you asked me, Krista. The ideal implant is the newest implant that's being made in this country. It's a saline implant that has the safety of saline, and it has more of the characteristics. It behaves more like a gel implant. So it has the best of both worlds. Now, this is an implant that has been out for, I think it's about 5 or 6 years now, although the FDA has been evaluating it for far longer than that. It is originally was designed to help the problem of rippling, which can occur in very thin women who choose to have a saline implant. The rippling is the ability to feel the edge of the implant, usually kind of on the side of the rib cage. And that was a problem that we really didn't have an answer for who were putting in saline implants. I would just tell the thin women, just eat more butter burgers. That's all you can do.
I mean,
you
gotta... Okay,
we'll take that excuse. Yeah.
But now we have an answer for that, and that's the ideal implant.
Wow.
So the thing that, you know, I think a lot of women think about when they think about getting implants, because I bet you a lot of women think about it, whether or not they do it in their lifetime or not. Mm-hmm. You think about it at some point in time because it's out there and it's possible, but you think about the science and is it going to be safe and how is this going to work long term? So I'm excited to learn a little bit about the study that came out recently talking about ideal implants versus other types of breast augmentation. So let's discuss that, the results.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of implants and a lot of choices for women when they're thinking about doing a breast augmentation. But one thing that really sets ideal implant apart was this study that was just released talking and comparing ideal implant with other implants on the market. And what they really looked at was the ability and the durability of the implant and the percentage of chances of having ruptures. And that's something that women, I think, are talking about more is my gel implant ruptured? So when they did this study, they were looking at the ideal implant in particular and the ability to last a longer period of time. So it's really interesting. Our deflation rates and our rupture rates are, in some cases, up to 80% less than other implants on the market. So there's less chance of rupture and deflation overall, which is great, in addition to capsule contracture. So it's really remarkable, and these results were strides above the rest on the market, which is great.
Well, that's good to know. It's comforting when you think about that. I'm sure that's one of the reasons you decided to go for that option, Krista.
Oh my gosh, yes. You know, I sat down, had the free consultation with Dr. Bartel, and you know, we went and looked through stuff, but he said, I think you're a candidate for the ideal. And like he said, women of lean nature, whatever. I didn't think I was lean, but I was like, okay, I'll take it, Tom. but I do know when I did receive them, I did the classic, I'm going to bend over and see if I can see any craziness, any rippling. No rippling. Phenomenal. Beautiful.
The bend over test.
It's the bend, right? Do you remember me doing
it?
I don't know. That's what I'm crazy like that.
We have confidentiality rules here. We can't really talk about that.
You can talk about me, though. I'll let that. All right, so here we go. What should women understand and consider when choosing a surgical breast implant? A very, very important question, Tom.
Well, the most important choice is really between a gel and a saline.
Mm-hmm.
Most surgeons who promote the gel implant will take a gel implant and a saline implant and put them on the coffee table in their exam room and say, which one do you think feels more natural? And of course, the gel implant feels more like a breast tissue when it's sitting on a coffee table. However, implants aren't on a coffee table. They're inside you, deep inside you.
Right.
All an implant is, regardless of what it's made of, is taking up space, pushing what you naturally have forward.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see and feel on the outside is you. It's not implant. So this whole argument about what feels more natural, I think, is silly. So what are the advantages of a saline implant? The main advantage is that it is adjustable in the operating room.
So good.
A saline implant comes with a minimum fill volume, a maximum fill volume, and I can use that range to first correct any asymmetry that I might see. A lot of women are a little larger on one side than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't think we got them right where they wanted to be, I can do something about it. Whereas with a silicone implant, it comes from the factory, goes in the patient, boom, that's all I got.
Okay.
So, it has all the advantages of a gel implant and more.
I think that's really interesting because you're right. You think about, feeling the implant when you're talking about what feels more natural, but you're saying that's really not what you're seeing and not what you're feeling anyway. So I'm curious then when you're talking about ideal implants, you said to Krista that she was a more lean woman, so that was a good option. Is that kind of the best candidate then, or
well,
who is?
Well, when I first started using ideal implants 2 or 3 years ago, that was the niche of patients that I was marketing these implants to. If a woman who wasn't particularly thin came in the office, I wasn't even talking about ideal implants. I was just using the traditional saline implants. That's not the case anymore.
Mm.
With the results of this new study, I can honestly tell my patients, you can go with the traditional saline implants, or we can go with an ideal implant. But this is a better product.
Yes.
No question about it. Whether you're worried about rippling or not worried about rippling, you still get a better implant.
Right.
And that's the one I recommend now.
I was talking to Jessica again because she's the ideal implant queen over here. And I was like, did you know one of the housewives got them done? We're all
and
excited about that.
She did know.
Of course. So yeah, it's super hot. So
now we know two celebrities that have had
it. Look at that. Look at that. Yes, it is all out there. By the way, we are taking questions for Dr. Thomas Bartel and Jessica when it comes to breast augmentation. Again, we're highlighting the ideal implant. So you can ask questions on Facebook Live or give us a call at 321-0931. Tom, I do have a question from our girl Tia. Does Dr. Bartel do chest lifts?
Well, if you're talking about a breast lift,
that's what I think of.
Yes, I do quite a few of those. It's either number two or number three
to-do list.
Hit parade. Breast augmentation is my number one operation, but lately I've been doing almost as many breast lifts as breast augmentations, and it's interesting because with breast lifts, many women also want a little additional volume, and very often, probably more often than not, I'm putting an implant in at the same time I'm doing a breast lift.
So good. I mean, seriously, because I have girlfriends of mine who after breastfeeding or after that, I mean, the girls, they go deflated. The suckers are like going down. They're like, it's not fun. And like my sister, again, she has large boobs. She's like, Krista, I want them to be lifted, like, because gravity has, brought those suckers down. So a lift would be great for someone like her.
Yeah. And of course, you have to remember with the breast lift, you do have some scarring on the breast.
Right.
Whereas when I do a breast augmentation, no scars on the breast at all.
Listen to that!
That was one of the things I was going to bring up, actually, and ask, because I went on the website and was looking at the before and afters, which are incredible. I recommend that you go on the website and look at them. But it wasn't something that I noticed. I noticed that something was missing. And in every single photo, there was zero scarring visible. And I couldn't believe that.
That's the fact. And they haven't been airbrushed out, I promise you.
Yeah.
There are no scars on the breast.
Wow.
I just have to say, it's true. I have one small incision in each armpit when Dr. Bartel put my implants in, the ideal implant. And like scars, they fade. And so I'm working out, you know, doing my thing. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're gone. They're gone. Like, it's amazing. You do that. Like, I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah. I put the incision in a little skin crease that you already have in your armpit. And so within 6-8 months, I can't even find the scar. And if I can't find it, no one else is going to see it.
So wow. Good.
Really incredible. Yeah. Okay, so probably out there you might be thinking that this could be for you. Obviously, we want to do our homework and really decide if we're the right candidate for this kind of thing. But is Ideal Implant available everywhere, or where is can we get it, and what's the best sort of first step to take?
Well, if you're in the Madison area, there's only one place you can get it, and that's in my office.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Exclusive.
Done. Also, I have to give it up to Dr. Bartel. You pick your own team, which I love that you work with each and every day. You can't say that about any other doctor. And you have your own accredited facility, which is phenomenal. So I do have another question from our girl Shannon. What is the typical cost of a breast augmentation?
It typically runs around $5,000 to $6,000, depending on the implant and if there's additional work that needs to be done. But that's about it. And, of course, financing is available.
There it is.
Wow.
Listen, we are running out of time, but this is the thing. We can continue talking with Dr. Bartel and Jessica Weipert watching us on Facebook Live. We also will put this out on a podcast. So we have more questions, of course, and more conversation to be had. But I want to let you know, so people know, real quickly, Tom, if they want to come and see like before and after photos, you also do a Facebook Live every Friday. Where can they contact you on that?
Facebook Live. We have a number of social spots that we can get. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Pinterest. Many of these Facebook Live broadcasts are cataloged on YouTube. And, of course, you can go onto my website, drbartel.com, or call our office, 608-271-0500. Come in for a free consultation.
Yeah.
We do have a number of befores and afters on our website, but we have a lot more that you can see in our office.
And speaking about before and afters, you can check out my journey. You can see my before and after photos that Dr. Thomas Bartel has done. We also, of course, will put up your Instagram and Pinterest and all that information as well. Tom, love you.
Hey, babe, anytime.
You're the best. Jessica, girl, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Making women feel beautiful each and every day. What a fun job you have.
It's great. It's really great. It's been a lot of fun.
I love it. And, of course, I got to give a shout-out to Jane and Lisa. Again, a phenomenal part of your team. You girls are doing Facebook Live and taking pictures, so they're the best, and I'm hitting myself on the earphone. And then, of course, Jess, Jeremiah, I love you, girl.
Yes, yeah. You're my goddess. Yeah,
you're my goddess.
Me.
Girl! All right, we're continuing the conversation. Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.